was that word black ever used, you know, when you were coming up?
No, he called a nigger. I told one a nigger woman. Well, a nigger woman wakes up here for Dr. Clark. No, I told her one day, I said, you're just as superstitious as a nigger. She got pretty well acquainted with us, my wife carrying her up there and all. We'd carry something or another, you know. First wife would take us a jar of jelly or something like that when we'd go, you know, and she was telling me something one day, and I said, oh, you're just as superstitious as a nigger. She said, there ain't no niggers now, I said, the black folks. Mm. Cool.
That's it. Yeah. Have you ever heard of them call each other nigger?
Yeah, way back then, out on jobs around, they call one of them nigger.
Was that if they were mad or?
No, they just get to going on like they will, you know, cutting up.
Just kind of joking around.
Yeah, call one of them nigger.
Yeah, I see.
Of course, they mostly say damn nigger.
Yeah. You know, if you had a child that was born to racially mixed parents, like one black and one white, what would people around here call him?
Well, they used to, a long time ago, call him a mulatto. Mm-hmm. But I don't know now, since it's got black it has, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Sort of on who raised him already.
I see. Well, what would a working class colored man call the white man that he worked for? He'd say that was his...
Usually called him Captain.
Captain.
Getting it as Mr. So-and-so. I worked for Sales Boney down here, and he is a big man, owned a lot of timber down here, and I cut some of his timber. And his daddy used to keep about 200 and something niggers on his farm when he raised cotton, back in the new days. And after the old man Boney died, word got out that Sales was going to get shed of the niggers. Hmm. So this old nigger told me, said, Sarah said he gonna shed them damn niggers. He said, I was out on the road, said he come riding down the road on his saddle horse and all. Said, I was standing there and said, I pulled my hat off. And said, he rode up. His name was Brown. He said, hi, Brown. Good morning, Captain. He said, Captain, said, I understand you're gonna get shed of these damn niggers. And he said, I want to tell you something. Said, I've been here longer than you. He said, you see these two arms? Said, I noticed you in these two arms. I told you around here when you was baby, when you little. Said, I've been here longer than you. And I ain't going nowhere.
That's funny. Yeah. Mm. What about, have you ever, you know, gone to town sometimes, maybe on Saturday? When a lot of people from the country will be in town for business, to do business, and sometimes the people that live in town will kind of make fun of those people because of the way they look or the way they talk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You ever heard them call them anything? Just say, look at him, he's just an old...
From Piney Woods Rooter or something like that, you know. Old scallywag. Of course, a lot of times they got to where they're pretty particular about that because... liable to get it something started in the morning. Mm.
That would be a pretty serious thing to say too, something like that.
Yeah, I used to drive oxen when I was a boy at a Meridian. Take us 4 days to go over to a Meridian back and get a load of freight for these stores. In 1921, I hauled freight with one pair of mules. For two stores at Needham and one right up the road and one over yonder close to 17. I went every week, every Monday morning I went to Meridian. It was taking 2.5 days to go around back with mules, time to get in there and load. You'd have to go to several different stores and get this fella stuff around.